Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Our gospel lesson for this week is Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 through 42. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Here ends our gospel lesson.
Well, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know why this bit of trivia caught my attention this week, but my mind got jogging while I was physically jogging up Terrace Lake Road on Wednesday. Now, running out Terrace Lake Road and back is a common exercise for me around here, though I'm sure that many of you know that, since I see you drive by and you try and scare me with your car horns. I recently acquired a smartwatch, though it's debatable how smart these things are, I suppose. And this watch not only gives me the time, but allows me to track my workouts by logging distance, pace, heart rate, and interestingly enough, elevation change. Now, the watch will tell me how much I climbed up and down on my run, in addition to reporting how much distance I traveled from start to finish. What struck me on my run Wednesday is this. From our parsonage here in Ronan up to the Terrace Lake and back, there was an elevation change of just over 800 feet, at least according to the watch. Now, I said this in the email. I double-checked it after I recorded the sermon for yesterday, and it's actually 200 feet, but with all the ups and downs combined, it totals to around 800 feet. Dubuque, Iowa, where Jen and I lived before Montana, and situated right on the Mississippi River, is only 679 feet above sea level. So, when I run a mile and a half from my home up Terrace Lake Road, I travel more vertical distance than the Great River does and over 1,000 miles to the sea. Sometimes, like my runs up Terrace Lake, you only need to travel a little ways to get a different perspective. Other times, like the Mississippi's long journey to the sea, it takes you over 1,000 miles to reach that same vantage point. Now, the differences of this comparison do not stop here, though. It may seem somehow triumphant for me to do in 15 minutes and a mile and a half. That's right, 15 minutes. Do the math. what it takes the Great River half a continent to do. And yet, in that mile and a half, there's not much that happens. I mean, sure, I see and wave to those of you who happen to be driving by me that day. And usually there's a dog or two who tries to chase after me and bite my ankles. But my runs up towards the missions and back are typically uneventful experiences. And the distance that it takes the Mississippi River to drop the same amount, though, it passes by not only Dubuque, but also the Quad Cities, St. Louis, Memphis, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and hundreds of other towns. In these 1,000 miles, it connects to states as far west as here in Montana when the Missouri River runs into it, as far east as Pennsylvania when it receives the Ohio. Though the difference in vertical distance is the same, the journey that the river takes to cover that distance is far more significant than my short jaunts outside of Ronan. The paths that we take to different vantage points are often just as important, if not more important, than the shared views we have when we arrive. And Jesus said to his disciples and other followers, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus identified with his followers so strongly that he said, when they were welcomed by strangers, those strangers were welcoming the creator of the universe. Whoa, quite the claim. Even better yet, Jesus went on to promise rewards to those who welcome prophets, righteous persons, and those who offer even a cup of cold water to a little one in need of drink. We're called to welcome followers of God, those who preach the truth, the good news of Jesus Christ, and welcome them with generosity and open arms. Now, this may seem like an easy thing to do, but I recall your attention to the fact that it takes the mighty Mississippi River over 1,000 miles to travel the vertical distance that I run in less than 2. To get the same change in perspective and vantage point, the river has to pass by hundreds of towns and cities, take on tributaries from states half a country away, host barge traffic that hauls grain, coal, oil, and a myriad of other commodities in and out of the heartland of our nation, while taking on the polluted runoff of farms and factories far and wide. For one, the journey is simple and short. For the other, the journey is long, winding, and slow. The same is true for those of us who seek to heed Jesus' advice by welcoming those who come speaking truth in his name. For some of us, this is an easy proposition. It's no more difficult than putting on some running shoes and making it 1.5 miles up the small hill outside of town. For others, to receive the disciple, the prophet, the righteous person, or even the little one who comes in the name of the Lord, takes the journey of 1,000 miles, filled with twists and turns, river bends and sandbars, thousands of distractions along the way, and a long time before we can see why and how God is calling us to view the messengers of God differently. In our gospel passage, we hear that Jesus assumes that as his disciples, we will be unwelcomed by many. This was certainly true for the disciples and the first generations of Christians who joined the Jesus movement. Not only were they ridiculed by their neighbors, friends, and family, they were beaten, imprisoned, and killed. In a preemptive response to this, Jesus promises that those who welcomed his disciples, prophets, and even the little ones who follow him will receive blessed rewards in God's eternal future. Jesus knew that his disciples were going against the grain by believing that he was indeed the Son of God who came to save us from the brokenness of the sinful world. And to many back then, just as today, it was unfathomable that this guy from nowhere came to save people everywhere. So trusting in this truth took courage, hope, and faith in something bigger. In response, Jesus promised that their faith would be rewarded. It was by no means easy for them. The disciples who followed Jesus during his time on earth were able to see and believe in Christ for who he is in almost no time flat. Their journey into the faith was like a jaunt up terrace-like hill. They came to it quickly and easily before most could even understand why and what they believed. For most of the rest of us, though, our journey into and out of faith is like the mighty Mississippi River taking over 1,000 miles to drop the same distance. It is difficult for us to see and understand who God is and what God did in the person of Jesus Christ. And it is a long and windy journey for us to trust that God loves and cares for us deeply and infinitely, as we are promised is true. We do not come by faith easily. and trusting in the promises of God with our whole being can be even a more difficult journey than one of 1,000 miles. Indeed, our journeys of faith can be long or short. We can see who God is in Jesus Christ easily, or take the long and twisted path to trust God with our eternal existences. Additionally, it can be easy and quick work for us to see and recognize the truth of prophets and righteous ones in our midst, and then for us to welcome them accordingly. Or it can be difficult and arduous for us to wrestle with the uncomfortable truths that God's messengers shout into the status quo. Yet, whether our journeys into faith be short and quick, or our struggles to heed uncomfortable truth be long and hard, God has rewards in store for all of us who are on the way together. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.